Yeah, there's such a peace of God that's here, and such an ease. We've just been singing about the more of God, more love, more power, more of Him in our lives. And I just felt like God was inviting me just to frame that a little bit. And, you know, Jesus said something. He brought His kingdom with Him to us, and He said this profound thing, that the kingdom of God is at hand or within reach. And, you know, that means you don't have to go far to find the more of God. It's actually within reach, and it's easier than you think. And I was just thinking about Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "For it pleased the Father that in Jesus all the fullness would dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross." And there's just a centering again. I just feel that God wants to center us again on the peace paid for by the blood of Jesus. That what you're longing for, what we're longing for, is within reach. The price has been paid for our peace. And His kingdom, Romans 14:17 says that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And it's been paid for by His blood. And so, I just want you to feel free, if God's touching you, if He's moving in you, just continue to follow Him. We just want to honor His presence as He's ministering to each one. But I just want to invite you, otherwise, to just rest tonight. There's such a rest in His love and in His peace, in His finished work. The fact that His kingdom and all that we need that's added to it when we seek His kingdom, oh, it's just within reach. And it's easy. Yeah, so why don't we rest tonight?
Okay, so the brother said that there was a sense of peace in here. And what I've been sensing is that there's a demonstration of heaven in here. There's a sweet savior of worship. And what are we going to be doing there? Worshiping. As a matter of fact, it's such a presence of heaven that angels are with us. They've been inspired, they're touched to move in worship with us. I've been sensing it from the start. And so I was going to sit on it, but the Lord said, get up. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Allow those angels to minister to you. Holy Spirit to fill you. Continue to rest in His presence. And if you want someone to pray with you and agree with you, feel free to indicate that we've got several folks here. Be very happy to agree with you.
You know, I could just add to something tonight, because when Ira was singing earlier about burning, that spoke to me. And Louise had a word in our church last week, I think it was, or maybe the week before, but it was about burning, praise God, amen. There is a calling of God, hallelujah. He calls us to burn for Him. The Bible tells us that we're to be fervent in spirit. That can be translated to be a glow with the Spirit, praise God, amen. And I'll just piggyback on what Louise said, because things in the natural can precede things in the Spirit. Things in the natural can tell us about things in the Spirit. And we see these fires around, and you know, of course, we look at it, we're concerned. But there is a note to be said about that concerning the church, praise God. For the call of the church is always now. The call of the church is always on. The same words spoken in Revelation can be spoken today. Come hither, come here, praise God. Like our brother said, the kingdom of God is within reach. The kingdom of God is at hand. And the calling of God is for you and I to lay upon what He is doing at this moment, at this time. For there is a call of greater dedication. There is a call of greater consecration. There is a call for you and I to give more of our lives to Him. And as we give more and more of our lives to Him, our lives become combustible material. They become material that can burn. And you and I will burn to His glory. People will see it. People will honor it. They'll know that you and I have been with God. He'll get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, you guys. Praise the Lord.
This morning I woke up to this little ditty, and it was burn bright for Him, burn on and on, burning bright, going to the throne. Going through my head on and on this morning. So thank you, Lord, for the burning that you're bringing into our lives, and that we can shine brightly for you.
Amen. When Dan read that text about peace through the blood of the cross, it occurred to me that in the context, that is cosmic peace. Heaven and earth, everything that has ever been created, coming into peace. I can't wrap my mind around that. Everything in the whole universe that ever has been, ever will be, brought into peace by the blood of the cross. And then the Lord said to me, if you are not at peace, you've not yet received the full measure of what God has for you through the blood.
So there's always more. Receive more to be filled to the full measure, as Fount said.
I just feel like the Lord really wants to show you today what's available for you. And I just want to share a little bit of my story real quick, because the peace I received through the blood of Christ is a whole nother level what I was trying to reach without it. I was very restless and very anxious when I was a teenager and younger. Couple years ago, the Lord was really calling me back, and since then I carry so much peace, and people around me ask me why I'm so calm, what is it, what I carry, why I'm so peaceful. And I just want to share that with you, because when you have the blood of Christ, you have the peace inside of you, because it's freely given to you. And I just want to come into in a moment of where we just sit in his presence and look into his face and really focusing on what we already received from him. That we have access to this peace in every single situation of our lives. Lord, thank you. I thank you so much for everything we can have through you, with you. I thank you that you gave us the Holy Spirit to fulfill us, that we have a friend, that we have someone, a helper, someone who supports us, someone who's encouraging us, someone who's keeping us calm and in peace when the storm is just around us and everything seems so loud. I feel like the Lord really wants to invite you to come into his peace today. Really, he's reaching his hand out to you. He's like, come, come my son, come my daughter, come into my arms and just sit down. Thank you, Lord. My heart is longing for your peace. My heart needs a resting place. My heart needs a place where I can take a break. Thank you, Lord, that you are my safe haven. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I just pray, come and fill us with your peace. Come and fill us with your peace. Fill our bodies, fill our minds, our soul. And I also pray that everything that's just in our minds right now, that we lay it in front of you. We bring it to your feet. We don't want it anymore. We make space for you. We make space for you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's really good at filling space. So we're going to make space. So just take a few more moments just in quiet with him.
This peace is Jesus, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's showing us himself with his peace. And as we are in this peace, we are experiencing what it is like to meet Jesus, to know him. Jesus, you have revealed your heart tonight, your very self. We are so thankful.
There's at least 2-3 different bodies here. It's rare that we can come together. We haven't been together for a while, and we can honor the presence of God. And if we learn how to host his presence like this, he'll do greater things in a few moments of silence, all the shouting worked up in the flesh. So I have no doubt the Lord is walking in and out these aisles, touching shoulders, touching hearts, touching heads, and doing a marvelous work that only he can do. I compliment this body. Some of you know Tommy Tenney. Tommy Tenney was holding a revival years ago. He walked in a building like tonight, and you could just feel the atmosphere. And I came in late, but I walked into glory. And you could feel the atmosphere. And nobody would move. They sat here like this for a long time. And the pastor said, Tommy, don't you think you should say something? He said, no. It's a holy time. Finally, Tommy Tenney went to the pulpit. Says, it's time to stop seeking God's hands for what you can get and seek his face for worship. A lightning bolt came, blew the altar in pieces, and revival broke out. Because people learned how to host the presence of God. Beloved, the veil is very thin this evening. It's very, very thin. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Truly is a joy to be together in his presence.
I'm so amazed about the last 20 minutes. because sometimes we find it so hard to get into the presence of God. But he's just in front of us. He's in us. And we don't need to do all those shows or this extravagant stuff. It's just seeking his face and his peace. And it's just a joy to just dwelling in his presence and in his face. And I just feel like we should remember that peace is nothing what's leaving us. The peace of God is always available for us, and because the Holy Spirit is in us, and it's remaining in us. So, we were actually, I feel like when we're in such kind of peace, I feel so much, I feel so full. And I feel so much joy about it, because it's really the joy about that I have God, I have everything I need, and that makes me so happy, because in every single situation you face, or just family things, working things, stuff that's just challenging you, seem in the peace of the Lord so easy. It's so easy. And I just, when I'm in the presence of the Lord and I came out of it, I feel like I can't do anything. I feel like David. and just like the joy of David, just to dance and to just to pour everything out, so completely love he has for God. And I just want to, I don't know how to say that in English, but I try to. I just want to encourage you, like the next couple days, weeks, month, if you have some struggles or just challenging things, remember the peace of the Lord, and that it comes with joy. So sometimes when I feel a little bit stretched, I put on a joy song and I start to dance before the Lord. It might look weird, but it doesn't matter, because it's coming from here and it's going to there. Yeah,
there's something about being undignified, right? Just like David. And, you know, in John 17, Jesus says, "Peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you." And then he says, "Let not your heart be anxious, and do not fear." And there's something about, oh, the peace that he gives us is not as the world that's fickle and comes and goes. It's like, and I said, it remains with us. And so let not our hearts be anxious, and do not fear. And, you know, I think of peace. I've learned that peace and joy are two sides of the same coin, and they come together. And so why don't we close the night. We're going to make sure that my team is here, because we want to make sure we get to just lay hands on you, if you'll be open for that, and just pray for you and bless you before you go. But why don't together we just join in worship together and just celebrate our King.